And then what I do is that I construct the translation operator. So here I've got a vector of my two linearly independent solutions, and here is a matrix. And this matrix is supposed to take my two linearly independent solutions and translate them one period and give me the solution one period later. So this is the translation operator that carries me to one period later. And the idea of writing the translation operator as a matrix like this is that I can find the eigenvalues and eigenvectors of the translation operator this way. And those are the normal modes. The eigenvalues and eigenvectors of the translation operator will be the normal modes of the system. So I need to find these four elements, and I can find them because in this equation up here, I know what psi 1 of 0 is, and I know what psi 2 of 0 is because I just chose them as the boundary conditions at 0. So I can, in fact, psi 1 of 0, psi 2 of 0 is 1, 0. And I know what psi 1 of A is, and I know what psi 2 of A is, because on the last slide I have that complicated formula at the bottom, and if you just plug in x equal A into that, it tells you what these two values are. If you use that and you differentiate the solution once, so you get the derivatives here and the derivatives there, that you have enough equations to solve for these four elements. And it turns out that these four elements are just the value of psi 1 at A, the value of psi 2 at A, the derivative of psi 1 at A, and the derivative of psi 2 at A. Those are these four values. I didn't really show you that because I needed to diagonalize a 4x4 matrix. I have a system of four equations for T1, T2, T11, T12, T22, T21. But when you do that, it turns out like this.